Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, I'm excited too, because I remember that, and you remember that, when Kane was here earlier in, 2010s, and the Stanley Cup seemed to be like, you know, a permanent fixture over there at the Madhouse, and Charlie was 10 years old.
I was still in diapers.
So, Charlie's here, and Jack Heinrich's here, and those are the two people that, amongst others, who cover the Blackhawks for us, because we're the Blackhawk station. So, Charlie, what have you got to say to kick off this Patrick Kane Welcome Home celebration, the homecoming?
Well, first off, it's provided a lot of juice in the fan base, because for the last 12 hours, it's just been a celebration of an icon coming home. And I think what makes it so exciting, John, is that this isn't really being viewed as like a victory lap. This is viewed as, okay, Patrick Kane is going to come here to Chicago and help elevate Connor Bedard and some of the younger players to maybe start pushing for playoff hockey again in Chicago. So while it is a feel-good story that he's back in Chicago, I think the real rejuvenation is that he's not just here to sell some tickets. Like, he's here to help get the Blackhawks back to playing playoff hockey.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Well, he certainly is someone that the younger players like Bedard can look up to. I mean, we're talking about one of the all-time great Blackhawks ever, and hopefully he'll take that mentor role, if you will, if that's the right word, and pass along whatever insight he has about the sport to the other players on the team. And I hope the expectations aren't too high, though. I mean, they are right now, because everybody's losing their mind over this, and this is going to be good until something doesn't.
They lose a game?
Yeah, well, you know what I'm trying to get at. There's a lot of hoopla coming in, you know? So,
yeah.
And we'll see what happens. And there should be, right? I mean, yeah, this is great. But then they got to play. And then things hopefully will go very, very well or be a little disappointing. Who knows? Or maybe both. I don't know, but how should I know? You should know, Charlie. You should know, Jack. That's what you're here for. You're here to know.
I think it'll be I think fans aren't mistaken. Like, they know that they're not going to get the Patrick Kane that was putting up MVP-type numbers. But I do think in Detroit over his last 3 years, he was still a really productive player. And so while Kane is 37 years old and he's entering his 20th year, like, this isn't going to be a version of Kane where he's playing, you know, small minutes and he's not going to be impactful. Like, he's still going to be an impactful type player. But yeah, if fans that haven't watched the Blackhawks over the last 6 or 7 years while they underwent this trying time of a rebuild, and they kind of emerge and they think they're going to be getting Patrick Kane from 10 years ago, I think they're going to be mistaken. But he's still a very, very useful player. And I think he's really going to play a significant role in helping Bedard elevate into superstar status.
What were the circumstances around Kane being available to come to the Blackhawks? I thought there were some other teams who had expressed interest, and he was, well, obviously he's decided, but there was some thoughts on the way to that decision that might have gone a different route. Is that true?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how all of this has developed. So if we rewind back to 2023 at the trade deadline, this is when Patrick Kane got traded to the New York Rangers. His original intention was he wanted to be a lifelong Blackhawk, and he even was willing to stomach a rebuild, but it was the Blackhawks that were the ones that wanted to clear the decks from those Stanley Cup winners because they wanted to allow a new leadership group to emerge organically, and they didn't have to be walking on eggshells because of the, you know, the past shadows of the Stanley Cup winners. Well, now you fast forward a couple of years, and the Hawks are in a different timeline in their rebuild where they want to be taking steps. But also from Patrick Kane's point of view, he spent the last 3 years in Detroit, and you figure that he was just going to kind of ride the Detroit wave as his second act. But the Red Wings missed out on the playoffs this past season, and their captain, Dylan Larkin, who's their best player, requested a trade out of Detroit. And so Kane's probably looking at that situation like, well, that doesn't seem like an appealing destination if Dylan Larkin's going to get traded. And so
right. When
Chicago came calling on July 1st when free agency opened and they were really serious about offering him a contract, I think it gave Patrick Kane some serious consideration. Like, maybe it came out of nowhere for him. And so it ended up being Chicago or going back to his hometown Buffalo Sabres, who reportedly made a pitch as well. And so he ended up choosing his hockey home in Chicago.
Where will he foresee him fitting in and with the rest of the team?
I think he's going to be slotting in on the first line with Connor Bedard. And wow. I've seen some lineup projections there that have Kane and Bedard on separate lines. I think Chicago would be in an uproar if he did not play with Connor Bedard. So I do not see them being on separate lines.
Yeah,
at least to start.
And how great it would be to be there the first game with them, both of them at home on the line at the same time. Gosh, I mean, that's like, I can't even imagine. I will have to imagine it, but a few months ago, it didn't seem imaginable to me. I mean, and then
the
past couple of days,
Kane is going to get, right. The reception Kane is going to get is going to be, I mean, they're legitimately going to have to staple the roof shut at the United Center because it's going to blow off the, and then when Connor and Kane, you know, the first goal that they team up with scoring is just the United Center is just going to be rocking for that. So, man, there's a lot of things to get excited about when you think of them playing together.
Yeah, it sure is. Are there any other acquisitions that you see happening with the Blackhawks, or are they done with the salary cap and other considerations?
Yeah, I think the heavy lifting is officially done. They did go out and acquire a really good defenseman over the summer in Bowen Byram, where they traded their fourth overall pick to do it. And then obviously they signed Patrick Kane to this deal. So I think a lot of their work is done. And hopefully now we can go into training camp and that same juice that we feel today carries over into September when camp starts.
Well, when athletes sign with teams, obviously, and it's a high profile, and they bring a lot of notoriety and nostalgia with them. They usually step up in front of the press, right? You know, and answer a few questions. Do you know when that would happen, if it'll happen at all? I mean, it's got to happen.
It will be.
Yeah, come
on.
Yeah,
Patrick Kane, he's actually scheduled to speak to the media tomorrow late morning, and I believe Kyle Davidson, the Blackhawks general manager, would be there as well. So there will definitely be an opportunity for Kane to share his perspective on how things unfolded and why Chicago intrigued him on wanting to come back. And obviously he has such ties here to the organization, but I don't think Kane looked at this like, I just want to go back to Chicago and just ride off in the sunset. Like, I still think he's hungry to help, you know, be playing meaningful hockey with the Blackhawks again. And he doesn't have to feel the weight of the world on him this time. Like, he can, you know, he knows he's stepping into a situation where it's Connor Bedard's team now.
Right.
And Patrick is just here to help make him better and the team better.
So Bedard, did he turn 21 yet? I knew he was on the verge of turning 21.
He just turned 21 last Friday. And do you know what he got for his birthday, John? He got a $75 million extension from the Blackhawks. What did you get for your 21st birthday? Because I certainly did not get that.
I got a $15 two-year extension. It was a big, very big deal. And I had to negotiate that. Wow. Yeah.
I partly remember my 21st birthday.
It was an excuse to go you know, legally into a bar without using oil. Okay, kids, I'm not going to say any more because I certainly wouldn't be doing anything like that, you know, using fake ID or well, you wouldn't need it anymore. You're 21. I remember exactly where I went. Not that that matters, but, you know.
Jack, what did you get for your 21st birthday? Was it $75 or $75 million?
I got a six-pack of Lion and Kugels.
There you go.
In Galena. So there you go.
Right.
Look at that.
Anything you want to add, Charlie?
Not much. I'm really looking forward to the season starting now. It just feels like all this excitement is happening in the Blackhawks world, and now it's like, oh, we still got to wait 7 weeks for camp to open? Like, can we just start tomorrow?
And John?
Well, yeah.
Charlie and I will be there tomorrow. Covering it all.
Yeah,
but don't
worry. I wouldn't expect anything less. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for being with us.
No problem. Anytime, John.